Amen. It's good to be here tonight. Yeah, I appreciate it. I need all I can get. I'm glad God saved me. The only thing I think about being saved is I wish I got saved sooner. I mean, it saved me a lot of heartaches and a lot of pains. Thank God He come through and He did.
Amen.
It wasn't nothing I'd done. It wasn't nothing my mom and daddy could do or my sister or brother.
Right.
My wife, but it's all through Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir.
I mean, He's all they are, and you can't put nothing to it or take nothing from it. Have your Bibles, turn over to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. You know, when I was a little kid, I never thought nothing about I'd ever be a preacher. Never crossed my mind. As I got older, as a teenager, I thought, well, I'm going to be a mechanic. Boy, was that a mistake. You know, I've saved a lot of money over the years and by doing my own work and stuff. But I tell you, it's mechanic and it's got so hard now, you got to be a computer specialist. I mean, because you go to work on one problem and there might be 25, 30 things goes to that one thing. Yeah, I mean, it's just, gets on your nerves. I mean, it just drives me. And I ain't got no hair to pull out, so can't do that. Somebody said, "Does that bother you?" I said, "Well, I tell you what, give me the money and I'll go have a hair transplant tomorrow." You know, he said, "Well, it shouldn't bother you." Well, that's your opinion. When yours all falls out, then you tell me about it. Yeah, I know what you're doing. Amen. I appreciate it. God knows He knew. God fixed me just like He wanted me. If God didn't want me this way, He wouldn't have made me this way. I mean, well, over in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, beginning of verse 1, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For He is good, for His mercy endureth forever." Father, thank You, Lord, for this day. And Lord God, thank You for Preacher Hyde. Thank You, Lord God, to pray You touch him, Lord, and help him to feel better. Touch his wife and Brother Danny and Sister Judy and Brother Joe and all the others that might be sick. God, my little mind can't keep up with everything. And Lord, I pray You help me right now, God. And God, I forget and I study, but I forget, Lord. Somehow I just can't retain it in my head sometimes. But then it all comes back. And when I get through, I think, well, I should say this. I should have said that. And you'll say, no, you said what I wanted you to. And I pray, God, tonight that you'll say what you want to, God. Help me, Lord God, in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, in the church that we see today, and especially in years gone by, preachers was afraid for even today, they don't want nothing to get the fire come in their church, and they don't want nothing in the church, and people, they don't want testifying or nothing, because they're afraid that it might be something break out that they can't handle.
Right.
I'm going to preach tonight on a church on fire.
Amen.
A church on fire.
Yes.
Over in Matthew chapter 3:11, it says, "I indeed baptize you with water to repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." I'm going to tell you, God talks a lot about fire. And He said He's going to baptize them with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You have fire in your soul today. In your spirit today, is there fire? Or is it when you come into the house of God and somebody comes into church? I've been in churches. It was so cold. I mean, it was cold. If you put your coat on, you need to three coats. Because it's cold. Not just because the church is cold itself. It's because the people were cold. They don't know what it is to have the fire of God. They don't know what it is for the Spirit of God to be moving in the house of God. They don't know what it is to be in prayer. And God get down with them and talk to them and him communicate with the Lord, the Holy Ghost. I tell you, there's not much fire in the churches today. I'm glad we got a little fire around here. But I tell you what, we can have more fire in the house of God. I tell you, if we get our hearts right and get things straight with God, we'd have the fire of God on us. And people come in there and they say, my goodness, there's so much fire and it's hot in that church. I tell you what, when you preach on hell, they'd feel the flames of hell and they'd smell the smoke of the fire of hell. And I tell you what, people don't preach on hell much anymore. That's why on my radio broadcast, I preach all the time. I told myself, I think y'all both think that's all I know. I said, but that's all God wants me to tell you. Ye must be born again. And I tell you what, that's what needs to happen today. You got to be saved, be born again. You can't have no fire in your soul until you get saved, you get born again. I tell you, when I got saved, God put something in my heart. And I tell you, when he called me to preach, he put a fire burning down in there. And I tell you, it can't be put out. I tell you, when I get in my lowest times, and I get discouraged and down and out, that fire is burning in my soul. Just preach the Word of God. I tell you, he said, go out and preach. He didn't say who to preach to. He said, preach. And I tell you what, sometimes I preach to the dogs. I preach to the woods. I preach to the yard. Sometimes I preach a little bit everywhere, going down the road. But I tell you what, I send you to preach the Word of God when God says preach.
Right.
If you ain't got that fire in your heart, there's something wrong. I tell you, I love to sit around an open fireplace, and I've had one. We lived in that house. We lived 30-some years, and I burned many a pieces of wood in the fireplace, and it sit there and burn. Yes, something about that fireplace. You know, I got a fake fireplace now. I got tired of burning that wood. I got a gas logs. I don't have to go in there. I'm just going to push a button. Hey, I cut so much wood, I thought I was through cutting wood when I had central air put in, but then I ended up cutting it for my mother-in-law. And I tell you what, there's a lot of work goes into that. But I like burning wood, you know, and the flickering of the flames, you know, and there's a crackle and a fire, and you smell the smoke, and it just smells good. When you're out there around the fire and see it burning, and the kids all like it, and then they enjoy it. And on a cold night, you can get up there and sit there and just kind of turn around. You know, throw a fire, just turn around. Hey, that's a good feeling, you know. Hey, it's the same thing in the house of God. When you come in the house of God, and the fire of God's coming down. When the fire of God's moving through the church, I'm telling you what, when God's moving and your fire's coming up, I'm telling you, it feels good to be in the house of God. I like to be in the house of God where the fire is. Church on fire. There's a lot of churches, they don't know what it is to even have a fire. They say, well, I don't want afraid to be a wildfire. Better to be a wildfire than no fire. I'm telling you what, if it's done decently in order, you ain't got to worry about no wildfire. You preach the Word of God and stay in the book. I tell you what, God will take care of that. There's a lot of fires in the book. There's a burning bush over there. Old Moses went up the burning bush and the brazen altar, you know, where they kill the animals and the fire's there. And God had a lot of fireplaces on Mount Carmel, Elijah. You know, he built that big old, he had that big fire put up there, all that wood, and they tore all them water barrels around in a trench. And, well, God likes fire. He sent the fire down. I'm telling you what, he'll send the fire down tonight. You'll send the fire down in this church in the revival. They was praying that God send the fire.
Amen.
I want some fire. I don't want to be cold and dead.
Right.
I want the fire of God on my life.
Yes, sir.
I don't want nobody to say he's an old cold preacher. I tell you what, you can't get up there sometimes and I've heard him preach. My goodness, it's all he can do to stay awake.
Right. Right.
Hey, holler once in a while. Wake me up, you know.
Yeah.
Do something. I tell you what, there's no fire in a lot of preachers today. That's the way they do people. They stay in time. They don't know what it is. They hear an old-fashioned hellfire, a brimstone preacher preaching the Word of God.
Right.
Oh, that guy has something wrong. He's crazy. Crazy for the Lord. That's what it is.
Right.
I tell you what, just stay in time. We need some fire. That old fire on Mount Carmel come down. Well, they know they seen the fire. They know when all them people standing around, God burnt them up, burned all the stuff up. I'll tell you what, that was a fire now.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yes,
sir. Beginning the day of Pentecost, there's a different fire there. Over in Acts chapter 2, it talks about the fire. And I learned a little bit on this today when I was studying. It said in one day, and then when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I was looking at that and I thought, well, I'm not smart. I mean, I'll tell you, I'm not smart. And I look up a lot of words because I want to know what they mean. So I thought, what does cloven mean? So I looked it up. It means split. So it's like a snake's tongue. So it got in my mind, you know, God come down there and it was like a cloven tongue, a fire on their tongue. And I thought to myself, here they are saying one thing and people's hearing them in another language.
Right.
Hey, it wasn't an unknown language. He said another language. And they was hearing them out of a split thing there as between the Lord. The Holy Ghost was using them and they were saying and talking about the Lord and they heard them in their own language.
Right.
Hey, they... bunch of junk, get up there, that mumbo jumbo stuff. I tell you, hey, if they're going to speak in tongues, let it be in French or something. And let it be somebody there to be able to tell what he's saying.
Yeah.
Hey, somebody there in the church, tell him what he's saying. And he speak, I mean, that works.
Yeah.
That's scriptural.
Right.
But it's mumbo jumbo stuff and smack them in the head and ring around the roses and all that stuff. I tell you, that ain't of God. God, the fire of God comes down. Hey, it doesn't bother me. I don't get scared when the fire of God. When God comes in, the Holy Ghost is moving. Somebody gets a shouting over here. Somebody's shouting over here. I see them run across the pews. I see them run out the doors. I've even done it a couple times. And I see them run down the hall. I tell you what, the fire of God gets in somebody. He's going to move.
Yeah, right.
We're too cold to stay in time. This world we're around, I don't know what it is to see the fire of God.
Yes, sir.
Because we don't have it. We don't have the fire of God because we don't never read your Bibles. You know, I found myself this week. I told my wife, I think I've been sinning this week because I've been letting that TV get a little bit too much of me. You just sit around, and then something will get a little bit too much of you, and you won't have God on your mind like you should. You'll get the things of this world and start occupying your mind, and that fire is kind of going down. You got to stoke the fire. Hey, Brother Rob, when you get cold, you stoke the fire, don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, I tell you what, I had enough. I used to burn wood all the time, and I told you before, that old house, before we fixed it up, they had big cracks between the windows and you could see through the walls in certain places. And you get down about this high on the floor, you could breathe steam out of your mouth. You stand up, it'd be hot, you know. I'd have that fireplace going. I'd have to get up every 2 hours and put wood in the stove all night. The house was cold, drafty old house.
Yeah.
I was laying there in front of the stove one day, Brother Hyde. And I had the stove door open. And I was laying on the floor talking to my friend, Brother Chris Sadler. But I got to hearing something. I said, Chris, it sounds like a train coming through the house. He said, what? I said, it sounds like a train coming through the house. Boy, I realized that food pipe got cherry red. Boy, I slammed that door, shut it up, and went outside. Flames were shooting out of the chimney. I'm telling you, there was a fire there. That chimney was on fire, and you could see it, and you could tell it.
Yeah.
Hey,
say, where's your fire? Can people tell you're on fire? Or they just see the smoke and that's it. He was on fire. You know, that was a fire. How you see the smoke rising up somewhere? Oh, there must have been a fire over there. Hey, man, buddy. I want people to know there's a fire in my soul that I'm standing on the Word of God and I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
amen. I tell you, it's all in Him. It's in nothing else but Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Our God is a consuming fire over in Hebrews 12:29. And He desires to have and will have a church that is on fire in His divine presence and power. He could have that if we'd all surrender to God and just give it over to God. He'd have a church on fire. We'd have revival like we never had.
Yeah.
When all come in unity and come together, when we all get to go in one spirit mind, and I tell you, get on fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire consumes. It burns out the sinful and unnecessary stuff that's in your life.
Yeah.
That fire, when the fire's burning in you, Kenny, hey, you ain't going to worry about all this other stuff. When you got Jesus Christ burning inside of you and the things of God burning, you ain't going to be worried about doing these worldly things or going out getting in trouble. You ain't going to be worried about all the things around you. Hey, you're going to have God on your mind because that fire's a burning.
Yes.
Tell you what, it's a consuming fire and it consumes. And you know, it purifies. You know, they take and it purifies and makes clean, makes us clean and it's holy before God. You know, you can take a knife or whatever, you heat it up and it'll kill all the germs and everything on it. And then if you had to operate on yourself, I don't think nobody'd do that. But if you had to, you know. But, you know, I'm telling you what, fire will purify you. If you get the fire of God, get the Word of God in your heart, get the fire that's in this book burning in your heart, and I tell you what, you'll be able to stand before a lost sinner and tell him about Jesus Christ and not be ashamed.
Right.
I'm glad today Jesus Christ is the same day, same today, yesterday and forever. He's the same as He always was. Fire prepares. I tell you what, it'd be bad if you go in there and you throw your meat, a pork chop on a stove, and you put it on the stove and flip it over a couple of times and ain't got no fire and pick it up and try to eat it. No, I'm telling you what, you get that old pork chop. Man, make me hungry here. Get old pork chop, salt and pepper, that rascal, fry it real good, fry it in some grease, you know, and then get you some rice on the cooking. And now I tell you what, you get that flour mixed in that grease syrup, put some cold water, make things, woo, good Lord. I tell you, make some gravy there now. You got some gravy, make that gravy, and you got on that rice and green beans. I tell you what, that's some good eating. I tell you what, one thing, I'm glad I come in the house of God, and we had some good eating this morning from the Word of God, and it was by the fire where it's good. It wasn't on no cold stove, it was on a hot stove right from God. People today, they don't know what it is to have a hot meal. They don't know what it is to come in the house of God and have a hot meal that's pleasant to their soul and fills them with every being.
Right.
I tell you what, and fire will cheer you up. I tell you, if you got that fire inside of you, I mean, when you're down and out, and God comes along, and you got your coal, that old fire, you get to talking to God, and it gets to burning and heating up inside, you get all warm. Like Brother Hyde said, I get a song or a message, I'll listen to it 5 or 10 times. I tell you, I'll listen to it, and I tell you what, I'm not above preaching it either. I guarantee you that if it worked for them, it'll work for me, if the Lord wants it to. So if God lays it on my heart, I'll fire away, buddy. Hey, I'm not above it. I don't care what anybody says. Hey, my God saved me just like God. God called them people to bring me in to preach, and Preacher Hyde, He called me too. Hey, ain't nothing you're going to preach anyway that ain't nothing to preach.
That's right.
Hey, man, hallelujah. I tell you what, and fire cheer you up, fire softens the Holy Ghost. You take fire and you put metal in there and you burn that, get it hot enough, it'll melt that steel. And I tell you what, fire will soften that old heart.
Yeah.
I tell you what, the fire of the Word of God. Somebody lost the hardest person around, the hardest person in the world, the worst criminal around. He gets around the Word of God and that fire burns him and gets the warming on him. He gets to eat him up cherry red. It'll melt that steel. It'll get that old stony heart. It'll melt that heart. And God give you a new heart. Thank God I'm glad I got a new heart. I don't do the things I once done. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb of God. That fire is burning down in my soul today because Jesus called. I'll tell you what fire does. Fire will unite. It'll unite. You take two pieces of metal and I weld something and I take this thing and stick it to it and that fire's going and it'll weld a piece of metal and you can't pull it apart. Hey man, a fire unites. And I'm telling you, if God unites us together as one church, and I tell you, nothing can pull us apart. One thing, when I come to this church, I noted the unity in this church. The love our people put out. I thank God for my church. And I love this church. And I love you people. And I love Pastor Hatt. I tell you what, he's a friend to me. I tell you what, anytime I seem like God just lets him send me something, it just blesses my soul. Thank God every day. Brother Robert will call me up. How you doing, pal? Hey, man. I look for them because sometimes I beat him to it and call him. Hey, man. Ain't nothing wrong with calling somebody. I tell you, somebody needs you. Hey, man. Get that fire going. Get that fire. Get the fan in the fire. Fan it. Fan it. Get it going. I tell you what, somebody gets a shout and just, I get my handkerchief out. Mr. Linda, about, yeah, amen. Keep going. I want to fan the fire. Hey, let maybe to come around this way. Hallelujah. Next thing you know, it gets on you and you get the king help us enough shouting, praising God. And you sit down and you say, well, I look like a fool. Yeah, but you did it for Jesus. Hallelujah. How many times you look like a fool for the devil? Amen. And then power empowers you. It empowers you. He said, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. In Acts 1:5. I tell you what. The Holy Ghost comes on you. I'm telling you, what God gets on you. You can't sit down. You can't stand up. You can't be still. It's the fire of God. God is a fire to get on you. And my friend, it'll keep burning. And it'll burn as long as you want it to burn.
Yeah. Right.
I'll tell you what, a church on fire. A church on fire. It'll pay to fast and pray. You get a church on fire, I tell you what, it ain't going to hurt you to do a little fasting. I tell you what, a lot of people wouldn't fast for that. Oh, I got to have my breakfast and my dinner. And I think I eat 3 times a day and in between. I tell you what, it don't hurt you to lose a few meals. Hey, I'm not telling you something. I practice what I'm preaching. I tell you, it does you good to fast. It cleanses your soul. It helps you within. That fire will burn brighter. I tell you what, God will help you. I tell you what, you don't do like the Pharisees and go around your fasting with your tongue hanging out looking sad-faced and say, oh, I'm fasting today, I can't eat. No, I said, wash your face. Look good, man. Look like ain't nothing. Hallelujah. I'm glad God will put fire in your soul and help you give you something to keep it on with. And pray. You get to, you know, pray. Prayer comes with the fasting. You get to praying and seeking God. And I tell you what, God, I get inside you and you'll think, my goodness, I ain't never done this.
Right.
Hallelujah. I tell you what, and God will move and God will answer prayers and God will do things like he ain't never seen him do.
Right.
I tell you, tears and fasting and praying will move the heart of God.
Yeah, that's right.
I tell you, people don't cry no more. They don't cry no more to go to the altar. They don't cry no more. I tell you what, people get around and they think they don't want, they be tough and they don't want nobody to see them cry. Hey, I don't care if God gets on my heart, I'll let them flow, buddy. Hey, I'm not ashamed to cry for God. Hey, man, thank God, I'm glad I'll tell you what, I'm glad God saved me when He saved me. I'm glad He put a soft heart in me where I can have tears for people and compassion for people. And I'm glad He put a fire in my soul.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
1 Corinthians 7:5 says, and that ye may give yourself to fasting and praying. Give yourself. Give it to her. I tell you, try. Just try it, you know. Just try it. I mean, you say, well, I ain't never done it. Well, just start out easy and try to miss one meal. Miss two. Maybe go a day. Go three. And I got a friend of mine, and he wouldn't lie. He said he went 40 days. Brother, praise God for him. I don't think I'd make it that far. I mean, hey, man. You don't know if God helping you what you can do.
Right.
But I tell you what, He's a better man than I am. And I ain't ashamed to say it either. But I tell you what, God will get in your life and He'll reward you in your promises. He'll give you, reward you. And when you anoint yourself with the power of God, the Word of God, and saturate yourself with the prayers and the love of God, and get that fire burning in your soul, you'll be amazed at what people, how they look at you and what they'll say.
That's right.
People say on your job, hey, there's something different about that guy. Something's going on. He was religious, but now he's gone crazy.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they call religion. He got religion on him.
Hey,
you got religion? No, I got salvation.
Amen.
The Catholics has got religion. I don't have religion. I got salvation, hallelujah.
Right.
You know, when I was a Lutheran, yeah, you had religion. But no, thank God. I got salvation.
Amen.
Even a Baptist might have religion, but I got salvation.
Amen.
Religion didn't do nothing. Old Moses, he was up there on the mountain, up there, and he got he received the Ten Commandments. And then Elijah received direction from the Lord on what he was supposed to do. And Hezekiah, he received healing for his body. He was sick, and God gave him 15 more years. I mean, by the fire of God, is there a church on fire? Is there any fire in this church?
Right.
Is there any flames flickering in your soul?
Yeah.
And then a church on fire will be uncomfortable in the world. I can't stand this world. I tell you what, it's the people that's in this world, you go around, you don't feel right. You're not part of them. You just leery everywhere you go. I go in a cafe, I set my back against the wall. I don't like to sit in the middle. I don't like to be nowhere. I want to watch everybody. Why? Because, man, I'm uncomfortable. I tell you, you don't know what's going to take place.
Yeah.
You go out on the road, somebody comes walking across the road, you lock your doors. You done that? You lock your door real fast. You don't know, you know. We're living in a world where times are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, living back in the 50s when I was born, when you just shut the screen door and put a little latch on, little hook.
Yeah.
Go over and turn a door, a little nail on the door. I've done that before. Didn't have a lock, just bend a nail and turn. You don't do that no more. You lock a lock, lock a lock, lock another lock, put a bar. I mean, you make sure you can't nobody come in your house. Lay guns out all the side of you. You know, because why? You're uncomfortable in this world. You get that little fire in your soul, you'll have a smile on your face.
Amen.
You won't walk around sad and stuff. You'll have a smile on your face in the house of God when the preacher is preaching and God gets to moving and the fire, you just get the smell and the smoke. You'll get a smile on your face.
Amen.
Hey, man.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, I've been in church, boy. I'll tell you what, God gets to moving. I've said this before. God get the moving. I tell you, he get plumb foggy in the church. You think I'm joking? Some of you have never seen it. I tell you what, it looked like a fog in the church. Well, how'd you been there? I tell you what, just like a fog in the church. It gets so bad, you can't hardly breathe. That's just the power of God. The power of God moving in the house of God. The Holy Ghost moving. I tell you what, they said that they went out of the building, couldn't even get in there.
Right.
Said they couldn't get in there because there was so much smoke. I tell you what, I love being something like that. I love it. Boy, ain't nothing like being around God when God's moving. I tell you, when the power of God, it comes in and gets to speaking to hearts and gets to dealing with hearts and the saints get to praising God, there ain't nothing like it. And then, I tell you what, no man tangles, awards him, entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And God chose you to be a soldier. You better start being a soldier. Hey, time's running out. I mean, time's getting close and you ain't going to have time to be a soldier no more. You're going to have to give an account for what you've done. Hey, man, I'll tell you what, thank God. I'm glad one day he's coming. And then last of all, one more. A church on fire will care for souls. You'll care for souls. You care for souls. You'll care for these people that's lost and undone without God. Over in Psalms 142:4 says, no man careth for my soul. No man careth. I tell you what, when the fire of God over there in Mark 16:20, it said they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders. I tell you what, we're not looking for those signs. The signs done come. Lord Jesus Christ came and died on the cross. Ain't God I'm looking for is coming. That's what I'm looking for. And then last of all, a church on fire accomplishes great things for God. You accomplish some things. I tell you what, people will get saved. I tell you what, people will get right with God. People will love each other. People will care for each other and pray for each other. People will be concerned for people that's not even, they don't even know good. They'll come up and tell you, what was so-and-so's name I want to pray for?
That's it.
Where's the fire?
Right. Yeah.
Where's it? Can you fan it? Fan it on yourself. Get the fire. We need the fire burning in the house of God. So all these souls out here will get saved that comes in here.
Yeah.
Ain't no fire. There ain't going to be no saving that's souls. Right. Ain't no fire. How you expect Preacher Hyde to get up here and preach his heart out? A fire burns in him and there's nothing but ice cubes out there.
That's right.
I tell you what, it's not good when that happens. We need the fire in the house of God.
Yeah.
Is there fire tonight? Father, thank you, God, for the message.
Yes.
I pray, God, it helps somebody. God, help me have a fire in my heart. God, help me, Lord. I need your help. In Jesus' name, Brother Hyde.